Welcome back to the Kicks and Picks podcast. We are back from our extended holiday break. Sorry if it's been so long, but the holidays fall midweek kind of, stopped us from coming on. But we are back, and lo and behold, 2025 starts, and I'm the only one smiling on this podcast currently.
I disagree.
This guy was
Liverpool are like
so long
7 points
in
first place.
Yeah,
so
I'm just talking about this week's results. I wasn't talking about season table. If I look at the table, okay. I'm not going to smile, but. You know, based off of this weekend's results, and then you guys the midweek today in the cup. But we've got Andrew Pocito from the Plus Money Podcast on with us, a fellow Liverpool fan with Scotty. We'll be talking Serie A, we'll talk FA Cup, and also some Bundesliga tonight. Nick, I don't know how excited he is to talk to me after this past weekend, but hey, I gotta have something to smile about at some point this season. So
hey, man, we've had a pretty good record against Roma the past 6-7 years, so I can't say that I'm that upset. I think the head-to-heads for Lazio look pretty good. We finished ahead of you in the table a ton of times. Unfortunate result, considering Lazio really played terribly for about 20 minutes and then probably controlled the rest of the game, but it's also the pretty good indicator of where our flaws are.
I think. Yeah, I also think that the game flow, once Roma was up 2-0, they decided to
sure they said here because, Tati, you go ahead score against us. Let's see what you can do.
And honestly, I said this on my other podcast on Monday, like I never felt like Roma was ever in jeopardy of blowing that lead, and that can't be said all the time.
First time you said that all year.
Probably first time I said all year. Like I really was not, after that one deflected shot shortly after Roma went up 2-0. I forget who your forward was at the time. It wasn't Tati, it was the other guy, whoever was playing up there. But Svilar made a pretty good save on that deflected shot. And after that, I never really felt threatened, even though Lazio had, I think it was like 74% possession in the second half. Never felt like it was dangerous possession. So I think some credit has to go to Ranieri for he's kind of steadied the ship a little bit. He's got Roma playing like somewhat decent football. A lot of the Cristante haters will say, well, look who hasn't been playing the past 6 or 7 matches. Ooh. In the center of the park.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you'd say they probably have a point because Roma's in the midfield has been a lot better with the Paredes-Kone pairing.
Kone's really good.
Kone's really good.
How to say it, he's a good player.
Good player. I mean, he's getting starts for France in the Nations League, which speaks volumes because that was when he was first getting to Roma. But I think Paredes looks a lot more comfortable now that he's got someone who's more dynamic next to him and he's able to do what he does best. I'm not super optimistic Roma's going to do much the rest of the season because they've dug themselves a hole in the league, but at least gives me some hope that maybe in the Europa League they can make a little noise again because they're starting to find themselves a bit, and we'll see. But at least
so
it's
my Roma
not...
top four ticket is dead, is what you're telling me from preseason? We're putting it to rest today, January 8th.
It would take a miracle run of performances from Roma.
I'll tell you why it's dead. Absolutely. Are we going to get into that right this second, or do you want to wait? Because I will absolutely make a case for why it's dead.
Go for it.
Napoli, Atalanta, Inter are top three. I don't think anybody is pushing the three of them out of top four. It would take you'd have to murder Conte in the square of Naples or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's taking him out of the top three. I think that those are a lock for top three.
Okay. AC Milan with their new coach will be the fourth place team by the end of the season. I was a believer in this team at the beginning of the year. I think we were actually probably all in agreement that they'd be better than they are right now, which is eighth place. They do have two games in hand, but their roster is too talented. They have an absolute serious coach at the helm now after the ridiculous hire of Fonseca, as Andrew had said right before we hopped on, and I'll let him say it again. The team just has way too much runway. They're way too good. Juve is going to drop form at some point, and the form's not even that good, but they haven't lost a game. Eventually, they're going to lose some games. Fiorentina have come back down to earth. They have losses in three of their last four games. Bologna, good for them at this point, but do you trust them? And Lazio, we just kind of discussed. We see where they are. Milan is the team that will be in fourth place by the end of the year.
Yeah, right now their future, just to revisit the future odds, top four, Inter, Napoli, Atalanta, all big minus money as expected. Lazio plus 150, Juve plus 150, and AC Milan plus 250. The only other team that the books are given any kind of shots, Fiorentina at plus 400. Andrew, your Roma ticket now would be worth plus 8,000 if you wanted to double down. But
plus 8,000 to make top four?
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Well, let's go.
I see. Okay, yeah. Now I'm almost going to talk myself into can Roma do it. Hold on. That's a little bit of a silly number.
Yeah, like what's $10, right? And a chance to win 800 if they go on some miracle run,
what's
right?
That? But what's that Kevin Malone quote from The Office? If somebody gives you 10 plus 10,000 odds in anything, you take it. Like, yeah, right. Like,
wow. Okay. Wow. You could have told me that before I went on fucking rant.
What did you think it was going to be?
I don't know.
It's hard to go back in time, but what would your guess have been?
Roma to make top four plus 1,000, maybe.
Okay.
No, with the hole that they have, isn't it like a 12-point hole?
It's a 12-point.
So
gap,
they're plus 5,000.
They're
to
also
be
behind four other teams too. So yeah. That's the other thing is it's not just like
okay, they're in front of nine teams. They're plus 5,000.
And three of those,
relegated.
Four of those teams have at least one game in hand on them. Those four teams all have games in hand.
So you're telling me Roma's more likely to get relegated than they are to make top four?
Well, I was gonna say that the next best team is Udinese at plus 25,000. So
yeah,
they're basically written off anyways.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think Roma have a better shot than Bologna to make top four. That much I'll say.
Yeah. Can I get a future on Roma to finish above Bologna? I would hammer that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens this weekend. If they beat him this weekend, I would 100%.
See, this
is
like the classic win-win scenario for us. That's why I love doing this shit, especially with you guys as friends, is either we look incredibly smart or it doesn't come through and Roma just suck. So I can't lose in this scenario. We're either fucking geniuses because of what we talked about or Roma continues to fucking fall.
Come on. I finally enjoyed watching him for a couple games now. You don't have to like pull the rug out from under me yet.
Sure I do. That's the whole point.
I wrote down positive Roma bets on my notes here before I realized how bad they've been up until this week. You know, they've been on a good run and I wrote down positive Roma bets and then I highlighted them red, which is don't do this. You're better than this. Don't give this out. So, I don't know. I'm here for you. Like I said, I bet them top four. I also bet West Ham top six. So like, I'm just dumb. Like I know that I've accepted that, but every now and then I find something that's like worth actually investing in.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the transfer that's about to go through of Enzo Lefebvre to Sunderland that Roma paid 23 million euros for in the summer, that speaks to where the hype came from and where the transfer market, except for like players like Kone, is really gone. I think that's where the top four hype came from. And I mean, if they make the Premier League, it's an obligation to pretty much get their money back. But the fact that this guy's barely played and he's leaving already says a lot, I think, about the player recruitment this summer.
Happening to other teams in Italy also. So maybe a bigger discussion needs to be had.
So that's your top four pick, plus 250. I think, I mean, it's not a huge number, but I think that would be the value play. I think more value there, obviously, than Lazio or Juve. And I think Kosun Sao is going to give them a boost. I think I was saying before we came on, I think he's going to be win by any means necessary type manager. He's not going to worry about playing pretty football. I remember playing his Porto teams in the Champions League a couple times with Roma. I think they got the best of Roma both times, including the year after they beat Barca. It was actually a Zaniolo brace in the first leg, and then they went to Portugal and they lost it. Teams are tough, and now he's got more talent, arguably.
You just came back two straight games in the span of 3 days, 4 days, whatever it is, down a goal and won two straight games.
Down two to Inter, right? It was 2-0.
Like 30 minutes left.
Dead. Yeah, I
yeah,
thought it was
30
dead.
Minutes left. Yep. All-time all-time bottle job by like a veteran Inter team. This isn't a young Inter team. This
Inter's they've done that all year, man. They've really given up a lot of goals.
Yeah. I have a ticket on them to win the Champions League. I think I got it 16 or 17-1. I don't remember. And I'm getting nervous on it for the sole factor of I've yet to see this team, other than, no offense, Nick, when they beat the hell out of Lazio, show up and be one of the best teams in the world.
Yep.
They worry me.
They've had one good game all year.
Two. They hammered Atalanta 2 early on.
That's the game I'm thinking of. What's their other good game?
They beat your boys 6-0.
Oh, yeah. But okay.
There was sure. injury involved in that, too, obviously. In the defense,
we missed it. We were down three center backs in that game, but that's fine.
So was Tottenham today.
So let's, since we're at the midseason point, besides the top four, here's what the Serie A Scudetto odds look like. It's Inter minus 165. Napoli plus 280, Atalanta plus 320. Then there's a big jump to plus 5,000 for the next closest teams. I mean, to me, I know they're not always the most consistent either, but I'm looking at Atalanta at plus 320. Like, if there's ever a year they're going to do it,
this
is the year. This is it, because Inter is not as consistent as they've been. We just talked about that. And you know they're going to be gunning for Inter when they get him head to head because of the beatdown they took early in the season. I think Napoli's dangerous at plus 280 because they don't have those midweek matches. I think that's been the key for that Conte side to kind of rebuild quickly, is that when you don't have to play those midweek matches, we saw Juve last year, somewhat easy road back to Champions League football. It's going to be the same for Napoli this year. And it depends who they bring in, right? They're talking about bringing in Casadei, who's a talented player, but young.
Well, okay, guy that sat the bench at fucking Chelsea. Yeah. He's going to come and sit the bench under Conte. Yeah. Like, would they think he's going to come in and Conte's going to fucking put him in the starting lineup? Like, I don't understand that.
Yeah,
it's worse than
that. He did it with McTominay.
McTominay's a baller.
Yeah.
Another goal last week.
Casadei was on the bench at Leicester in the championship and didn't get time. What makes you think I think it's a smart signing for Napoli because he's a midfielder and he's Italian and he's got – clearly got something, but he's not gonna play.
Yeah,
like
the only time I've ever seen him look good was when he was like in the under 21 tournament or something,
and
he dominated people, but they were all younger.
I was just gonna say that's what's so hard. You see these guys in these under tournaments, right? Under 23, under 20, whatever it ends up being at a certain time, and some of these guys look like world beaters, but then when you play against men, it's a different story.
Yep.
And they don't all develop, right? We saw it with like a Jovinko, right? Remember, he was a world beater at that level. And he had some decent years in Serie A. Yeah. he had a couple of decent years, especially at Parma. But it took him to come to MLS to really look the same way again, right? When there's a drop in class. So I'm hopeful because as an Italian national team fan, like, you want these guys to develop and you want them to pan out. The Baldanzis. It was him and Baldanzi, I think, that carried that team.
He's not going to play. He's just not going to play. Yeah. Like, I just don't understand the move. So, sorry, I don't want to go off on a tangent there, but yes, I agree with you, coach. If ever a time to hop on a team outside of Inter, Ahmed's in the comments now. He's making a really good point. They're banged up. We just said their defense isn't that great. I'm wondering how much they're putting the eggs in the Champions League basket. I'm kind of with you on that, Andrew. Napoli or Atalanta seem like solid plays. I don't know that Napoli could do it if they don't reinforce the squad in January, which I don't know what Conte's asked for or what he hasn't outside of Casadei, which you just said. They need a forward because Lukaku fucking stinks. And I mean, like, that's not really a surprise. He somehow, if you look at his stats, has like 7 or 8 goals. I don't remember any one of them except for his penalty from last week because I just watched it. So they need forwards, man. And I don't know when Kvaratskhelia is coming back. I don't know what his deal is, but they need some help. So I don't know that they could do it either.
Yeah, I think Atalanta, even with the midweek, considering Inter's probably going to be playing deep in the Champions League, I think there's a shot there. I do. And you know what? They know how to win. They got that Europa League taste last year. So now they've got that taste. They kind of know what it takes a little bit. So I kind of buy it. I do at plus 320.
I want Atalanta to win it so that somebody can turn off the simulation that we're living in and turn off this copy of FIFA and like the game just ends and we're done. But like if Atalanta wins Serie A, I mean, it's not the same as Leicester winning it, but it's especially because of the buildup that it's taken for them to get to this point. But they are taking
it's like Leverkusen last year.
Exactly. It's a team that's just taking players that you kind of forgot about and turning them into world beaters repeatedly over and over and over again.
Find the unknowns and take those guys who you gave up on. Yeah.
Right. But at plus 320, I kind of love it right now just on the inconsistencies from Inter. And also, we know Napoli's going to hit a wobble. Like, it's at this point, it's like, when is that wobble going to be? And like, is Atalanta able to like capitalize on it? And again, Champions League is dependent upon all of this, but like, I mean, we're already giving Gasperini his statue outside of the stadium. I mean, if they win the title, like,
he's already getting that statue. You're right. Yeah. Like, this guy's a club legend at this point. Before he came, they were a yo-yo club, essentially.
Literally.
Yep.
I'm with Nick on.
I thought Scotty was going to throw in some Napoli hate.
I was about to say, I was like, let the record show that I eliminated Napoli from the Scudetto competition back in October. So
you sure did.
So as far as I'm concerned, they're not in the competition right now.
I'm with Nick on Milan top four. I think it kind of comes down to does Rafael Leão decide that he wants to be a top five player in Serie A? Because
hasn't decided that yet.
No, has it in his bag of tricks. And maybe, I mean, he just had a Portuguese head coach, but maybe like this Portuguese head coach is able to unlock it. I find Milan personally so frustrating. every time I watch them, it's like this team could be really great, and people tell me that they're really great, and then they're not. I don't bet. They're like them and Arsenal are just two teams that like people tell me they're really great, and then I watch them and I was like, you think this is great, and I don't bet either of them on a regular basis.
Scotty, what are they called, Scotty? Both of those teams.
Ass.
Chances FC. Chances yeah. FC. Come on. It was, yeah, fair. Arsenal super mega ass this week, by the way. Yeah. Shout out to them. No, dude. And here's the other thing. If they like imagine for a second, and Scotty will laugh at this. If Milan has gotten anything to this point in the season out of Morata or Tammy, if they had gotten anything out of these two guys, they're in fourth place already. Like,
yeah.
Well, there's an expectation that they would, though, Nick.
They're about to buy Darwin Nunez and Marcus Rashford, so it's coming.
Listen, I did think Morata would be a little bit better once he, like, cheated on his wife and banged the nanny and got divorced or whatever. Like, I thought that was going to propel him to, like, goals, but that was silly. Rashford. Give me Rashford all day. If he goes to Milan, that's a good signing for them. I don't care what anybody says. He's better than current Morata and Tammy.
Is he? He's not going to play down. He's not better than Tammy for sure.
He's not going to play down the middle.
Tammy has one goal in like 3 years.
They're going to play him as a winger.
So does Rashford.
But Nick, watch what you're saying, because the new rumor today is that he Como's on him.
No, that's more fitting of his quality.
Your relegation favorite, or not favorite, but value play, we should say, who is currently sitting in 16th place on 18 points, only 1 point off the drop, but they do have a match in hand ahead of Cagliari. Is still sitting at plus 900 to be relegated.
That's what I got. I can double down if I want.
If they didn't beat Roma, which a lot of teams have done that this year, they'd be in the relegation zone. That's Roma's only lost in like their last eight. It was
my play of the year. Like, you guys remember?
Yeah, yes, that's probably why they won that match. But like, how are they still? I know they have a match in hand, and on paper more talented than Lecce, Cagliari, probably Parma and Verona, who are all separated by 2 points. But my goodness, how are they still sitting at plus 900 when, you know, Lecce is plus 150, Cagliari is plus 150, Verona 200, Parma 250. And then there's clubs that are way ahead of them, Empoli and Genoa, plus 500, plus 700, and then it's them at plus 900.
PR, a lot of PR for sure. But yeah. There's virtually no way that Venezia and Monza make it out of the drop.
I didn't even mention that reason.
That's really the only reason why. So it's essentially five teams fighting for one spot to go down. And that's got to be the only reason why.
Yeah. Insane. Plus 900. I don't think they go down because, like I said, I think they have more talent than these other teams. No. And they're going to probably reinforce in January because they have owners.
I heard Insigne might be going back to Como. That's the word on the street, too.
Yeah. So I don't think they go down, but plus 900 is crazy.
Who's a bigger retirement group of players? Every player at Como or the MLS? Because if they sign Insigne, it's retirement FC.
Yeah, I'd say Como at this point.
It's Como. At least MLS is getting like young players from like Bosnia and like Poland and shit like that. So like every Argentine under 20, it's got to be Como.
Yeah. All right. So let's run through this week's slate real quick, since we've spent a while on these futures and what's going on in the league so far. Opens on Friday, Nick. With Como at your boys Lazio coming off their derby loss. Lazio minus 130. How you feeling?
I feel like Como do stink. I feel like Lazio absolutely have to win. They're in the midst of an exceptionally brutal schedule right now. So this is like the only layup game. It should be the only layup game, I should say. Tough to trust Lazio, but I think both teams to score minus 110 comes in every single Lazio game ever. So that's pretty playable. I think Lazio money line, like, yeah, you could play it over 1.5. Team total is even money. You could play that. It wouldn't shock me to see like some sort of weird 2-2 game out of this one, but I think we're going to see goals for sure. I like both teams to score as my favorite play. Did the show with Leg earlier today. Somebody in the chat very astutely pointed out Nico Paz to get a shot on target was minus 120.
He looks like a player. He is fucking nasty.
He's really good. He's a Real Madrid player, I think, still, or they have a buyback or something.
Is that where he's from? Yeah,
okay. I don't know if he's on loan or I don't know if it's a buyback or whatever. He's really, really good, and he's minus 120 to get a shot on target. That's an insane number. He's also plus 500 to score. I think he's got like 5 or 6 goals already this year. So Lazio will be giving up a goal. The only thing we have in our favor is Tati is suspended, so he can't fuck up the game.
Yeah. I mean, his highlights against Roma were trying to, like, step on the goalie's ankle and then
he's dog
the
shit.
So, yeah.
He's just not, yeah. He is not European quality.
Probably addition by subtraction this week. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I think this is a match that if Lazio is a serious top four team, has to win.
And that's kind of the thing. So it's been the reverse of every other year that I've watched Lazio, you know, recently, right? Where they would do really well against the big teams and shit the bed against the bad teams. This year, they've pretty much taken care of that business and they haven't won a single big head to head. So recent trends suggest they should bounce back here and get the win, but the team needs reinforcements badly.
All right. Next match on the slate is Atalanta at Udinese. They're -160 on the money line. I feel like, again, if you're a title contending team, this is a match you have to win. I think if you want to play something, team total is just within the playable number at -145.
Go 2.5. Get silly.
Okay. I mean, if you like over 2.5, if you want to take a little shot there, it's +225.
Or you can do the Atalanta money line and over 1.5. At even money +100.
Yeah, I think that's what I was going to say. Yeah, I have that written down. But I also have a good time watch Atalanta. Atalanta on over 2.5 is +145. So I think there's three goals in this game at a minimum, and I think Atalanta win the game.
Yeah.
I'd be a little worried about the over 2.5 team total, but you add in the idea that Udinese could get on the score sheet, which they could. It makes me feel better. I didn't look at shot props in this one. I should have, but
you know, it's impossible to do that because you never know Atalanta's starting lineup.
Yeah.
Never, ever.
What you got to keep an eye on. I mean, it's not the greatest number for it because it's only for a goal. It's not a goal or assist, but CDK is +150.
It's been crushing.
He's been crushing, hit a couple of his bets already recently. Yeah, but again, this is a team you have to look at the starting lineup because there's matches where Teggy starts, there's matches he doesn't start. Right. Yep. And I think that is a strength too. They're still getting Scamacca back. So talking about like futures with them, like they're going to add a pretty quality striker there too.
They're getting goals from Zaniolo. Like what more do you want to believe in a team in 2025 than saying that Zaniolo scored like 4 goals in the last month?
I mean, by now he should have been a world beater, right? If all projections were correct, he'd be on like Real Madrid or something by now. But yeah, they're getting goals from all different places and they're getting more help. So yeah, I think both the money line with the over 1.5 is a great call. I think that is where you got to go because I think they get two.
Hey guys, how many times do you think Udinese has given up 2 or more goals this season?
Twice.
Are you being serious?
I was gonna say there's no way in 19 matches they've done it twice. Yep. 2 or more.
Wait, goals, hold on. Like, did I phrase that right? Did I phrase that right? Udinese has given up 2 or more. How many times?
15.
Let me see. How many games have they played? 19. I'm going to say that they have more draws than they have times given up 2 goals.
Yeah, they've given up 2 or more goals 10 times this season.
Oh, no shit. Yeah. I didn't realize they were that bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Give me 2. Like, I would take a sprinkle on 2.5 team total for Atalanta.
Yeah. I mean, it's well within the realm of possibility. And they're going to have had some time off because they lost the first the semifinal leg of the Supercopa. So they haven't played since like last Thursday or something, so they'll have some downtime.
Just saying, worth the shot. But yeah, Scotty's play is the play. I mean, that's like the patented Atalanta play. I think we've rode that play for 3 years now to very good profitability.
The 1-0 wins are very rare for them. I feel like
few and far between.
All right. I don't know if you guys have any plays in this. Empoli Lecce is the last. Is the early? Also
I got
early Saturday.
I think this is your quintessential two bad teams. Both teams are going to score even money. It's happened in 4 of Empoli's last 5 games. Both teams have scored in 4 of the last 6 games for Lecce. So I would just take that at even money and let it ride.
I love that. Absolutely, cosign.
All right. The Turin derby on Saturday at noon Eastern. It's Torino hosting Juve. Juve -120 on the road. The draw is +205. We know what Juve's record is with draws this year. And Torino +350 at home.
Did we give away the quintessential two bad teams end up with both teams to score already? Is there only one allowed for those? Because
every week.
No.
It's +120. It's +120, which is crazy. because six of the last eight Juve games have been both teams to score, but only one of the last five derbies has been both teams to score. But I love it at plus 120. Juve's defense stinks out loud. There's no way Torino don't get on the score sheet.
Yeah, remember at the beginning of the season, they were like clean sheet after clean sheet after clean sheet, and there was a lot of 0-0.
Then Bremer got hurt.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Then Bremer got hurt.
Yeah. I can't trust them enough to get the win as the road team.
See, I like where your guys...
It's such a playable number, right? It's such a playable number, but I don't know.
I love you guys to death. I like where your heads are at, but let me put it into perspective for you here. You want to know how bad Torino is? They're below Roma in the table. All right. So let's level set with that. They have absolutely less than zero offensive firepower. Like Che Adams, is he going to score? Is that the guy who we're depending on here? Sanabria, who's 1,000 years old, got to be at this point, right? Who's been at Torino for 19 years. If it weren't so early in the year, this could be a play of the year with Juve. Juve money line minus 120 is so stupidly obvious. And again, here's the benefit of this play. Juve wins. Nick, wow. You're so right. What a playable number. Play of the year. Easy. Now we have the rest of the year to do whatever we want because we already cashed play of the year. But if they lose, if they don't win,
yeah, and
is Thiago Motta gone?
Your first play of the year didn't play so well.
Well, that was last year. Roma that was last year.
Oh, okay.
That was last year.
Yeah, you only get one
play of the year.
We're going calendar year. We're going calendar year.
Yeah, but, okay. but if you win your play of the year, you get more play of the year. So that's how it works.
Okay. Yes.
It's like make it take it and when you're shooting the basketball around.
Exactly.
It's like NFL challenges. You run out of the second one, you win the two challenges, you get a third.
You can keep going.
Yeah.
If Juve don't win this game, like, dude, they just lost to that game to Milan, right, that we talked about. Let me pull up their schedule because I think I know it, but I don't want to talk out of turn here. They have Atalanta next. They have Milan. It's not giving me the right. I'm sorry. They just played Milan.
They play Milan in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Maybe right. Next week. Okay. Yeah, they got Atalanta next. They got Milan after that. They're back in the Champions League. They got Napoli after that.
Wait, when do they play Atalanta? Is that
right after? Right after?
Oh, is that the makeup from being away this week? Oh, okay.
Like this is the must win of all must wins for Thiago Motta, and you're giving me minus 120.
Yeah, he might not survive that stretch if they don't win this match.
If he doesn't win this game, he's fucking dude. He's done.
This is the guy who is like the next big Italian manager, right? Like
you're not even getting 6 points out of nine. You'd be lucky to get four or five.
Yeah.
Out of nine, the next three games. So
I think they're
hard
pressed. They're going to be hard pressed to get more than 4 points in that stretch, the way they're playing right now, the way these other teams are playing. Yeah.
So this is a win-win for me. This might be the game of the year. And I hate to do that in January. It's not even the second week of January. It's barely the second week of January. So I don't even know that I can do that. We can come back to it by the end of the show. But you'll see it there in the headline. Potential game of the year.
All right. Next one is Milan hosting Cagliari, coming off their Supercoppa victory Monday in comeback fashion that we talked about. They're minus 310 on the money line. Is there any chance here that there's some hangover? Got to travel from China. It's, you know, 6 days.
Is it Saudi Arabia?
Or Saudi Arabia. That's right. Yeah. That's right. This year was Saudi Arabia. But you still got that travel. You're you know, probably feeling a little good about yourself, but at the same time, like, you know, you see hangover from these teams after big wins like that. Is there any chance that like a Cagliari plus 1.5 is in play here?
You guys aren't on Rafael Leao hat trick at plus 5,500.
Is it more or less likely than Roma making top four?
It's more likely.
Okay.
Yeah. I am absolutely kidding. I want that on the record. This is not a serious take. I'd buy Cagliari, however you pronounce their name. I always butcher it. I'd buy them covering the spread in this game. I'm picking up.
Especially if they were home.
They could win it outright. You never know.
It's in the San Siro, so Milan is the home side. But I'm just wondering, like, how much hangover is there after beating Inter, especially in that fashion?
Yeah. Right? I mean, I don't mean to sound like a broken record here, but another both teams to score minus 105. I think if there's a bit of a hangover, it's probably on the defensive side of things. But Milan are scoring in this, so
yeah.
Scotty's, yeah, I mean, Cagliari just a score is minus 135, right? Team total over half a goal too. So
yeah, I mean, I do personally think Milan carry the momentum, but it's not a game I'm going to get involved with from a side or a spread standpoint. Yeah. So I'm with Scotty. Right. I mean, it, you know, depending on lineups, let's, you know, player props are definitely in play in this one. I'm wondering if somebody like Camarda gets like a start or something. I mean, Tammy, I guess, has looked good, so maybe you stick with him. But both teams to score minus 105 looks really, really good.
Yeah, I think that is the play. And I think, you know, when you're thinking about if they can hang around with the spread, I think they probably have to score a goal, right?
Yeah.
I just think it's an interesting, like, little, you know, thing to keep in mind when you're betting Milan. Yeah, that they're coming off that win with
Trevor. I always, man, I want to see their record of goals scored here because I know they're terrible. They scored 18 goals. Oh, they score a goal a match, just about. Cagliari, good for them. I didn't know if it was that many. I like it.
So I know Nick will be waking up for this one at 6:30 a.m. on Sunday Eastern time. It's Genoa hosting Parma.
Never
wake up just to watch Balotelli not play.
Never.
Genoa's minus 115 on the money line. Parma plus 275. This feels like it could be one of those relegation type battle draws where you get that at plus 235. I don't trust either team.
Yeah, I have to agree. Fuck
and
Vieira.
I don't know if I even trust goals either in this one.
No, Vieira's dead to me. I think there's been unders in every game since he's been coach. He will not play Balo. I shouldn't even say that. I think they were up two goals last game. And they didn't even bring him in or something like that. Like, fuck you, Vieira. You're dead to me. I hope Balo comes to MLS. Balo, if you're listening to the podcast, Inter Miami is waiting for you. We are here.
They already have one striker who doesn't have a knee. Like, they come on.
We need.
Are you building the bionic soccer player?
Yes.
They're grabbing Neymar too, right? So what? We're gonna have a Balotelli, Neymar, yes. Suarez, yeah, Messi.
Absolutely.
Lineup. It's a roster of 25 players and 13 hamstrings. Like, what are we doing?
YouTube FC. We are ready. I'll take him. I would take him at Lazio, honestly. But no. Genoa's been better. Parma's been worse. I wouldn't be mad if somebody took Genoa at home, but nothing I'm going to get involved with. I'm with you, coach. I think the draw is probably a likelier, better play here. But Pinamonti's been good.
Under 2.5 is even money.
Yeah, done. Done. Sold.
Yeah. I hate it. I'm not. The draw is the only thing you could talk me into it because it's plus 250, but that is a try to make money in your sleep game for me. If you wake up for this game, you are a sick, perverted individual, and I want you put on a list.
And I tell you what, if you're taking the draw, I'd almost take the draw under 2.5 because it's probably a 1-1 or a 0-0 if you're getting the draw. I don't think you're getting four. You're not getting four goals in this match. So
plus 334.
Yeah.
Drawing under 2.5.
Yeah. If you're taking the draw, that's what it's got to be. All right. After that is Venezia hosting Inter. Obviously, big number on Venezia, and Inter's minus 370.
Nothing to do here.
Nothing to do.
Move along.
I'll give you.
I don't trust Inter off the travel score like three goals or anything. So
Inter Milan to keep a clean sheet is minus 110.
Oh, I was gonna sell you Inter and both teams to score.
Oh, you like both? So listen, Venezia, they've been hot lately. I think they have seven goals in their last five games. But I feel like this is a classic Nick. They're due
hotter than Roma.
For nothing, right? They've got 18 goals all season. Half of those have come in the last month and a half. Yeah. I think they're
Inter and both teams to score plus 170. I'm not taking it, but it's. I feel like Venezia get on the score sheet here.
Busio's been good for them.
Yeah.
It's at home. Venezia had a score on their own is minus 125. Another team coming off a very sad flight home.
I'd argue a lot of flights home from Saudi Arabia are a little sad.
Well, yeah.
but losing to your rivals like that's got to take something out of you. Yeah, I agree. It's got
to
be
a stoppage time loss to Tammy Abraham.
Yeah.
Another player who only has one hamstring.
He'd come to Inter Miami. We'll take him.
That's followed by, I guess you call it the match of the week in Serie A, Bologna hosting Roma.
Man, coaches. He was fucking itching to come back, man. Roma wins one fucking game. This guy's already talking about match of the week.
I mean, I think it's the only top 10 match, right? Is it the only top 10? I don't know.
It is, but, I think so.
Bologna's plus 170 at home. The draw's plus 210. Roma's plus 145. There's a lot of certainly playable numbers here. If you like either team to score two goals, Roma's plus 150. Bologna's plus 170. Both teams scores minus 125. There's a lot of playable numbers here. So where do you see this going? Like, does Roma carry some momentum?
I'm gonna issue a challenge to Nick here. I want Hater Nick to convince me to take Bologna draw no bet at plus 100.
You know, dude, it's
because I know Roma, Nick is gonna want to take Roma and be like, oh, I'm gonna win both ways. But
no.
Tell me why Bologna can
win the last game. I would agree. Listen, Bologna draw every fucking game imaginable, so that's not a bad look. They've been actually pretty good. I've been hard on them, but their defense has been pretty solid despite losing Calafiori, Italiano, who I don't rate at all as a coach. So I have to give them their due. They are at home. It's got to be a letdown game for Roma. And again, Roma didn't really look that. I'm not trying to diminish the win, coach. Please, I can hate on Roma forever, but they didn't exactly look great. Like, two terrible early defensive lapses for Lazio. Really nice goal by Pellegrini. Outside of that, and like you said, they didn't have to. But even in the games that they've been winning, they haven't looked like this dominant offensive side.
Yeah.
So could you get behind below? Like, I'll put it to you this way. It's not a game I necessarily am excited to back Roma in, right? Like, should they win? Kind of. Are they a better team? I think they are. Am I going to rush at this plus 145 to take Roma? I'm definitely not. This is, like, easily a trap letdown game for them. So I like the way you're thinking, Scott.
Depending on how my weekend is going prior to Sunday, will I get suckered into plus 145? Probably.
if you're plus 145, you might as well just take Roma draw no bet minus 135.
See, and I was going to go the other way. If you're going to take that, I would take Roma team total because they're not going to win by scoring one goal. So I would just say, hey, take plus 150 at over 1.5 and whatever. You don't even care what happens.
Yeah.
You don't have to agree with me. I mean, three people, three different ways to bet it. It's all good. Or four, I guess. Scotty had the other way. Yeah. But
none of us agree.
The beauty of it. And guess what? Like, in that scenario, there's like two of us could come out the right way, no matter which way you slice it. So.
All right. And what's the weekend wrap up with here? We've got Napoli hosting Verona, big spread there, obviously. It's 425 for Napoli, biggest, I think, on the weekend. And then Monday, there's Monza hosting Fiorentina.
Fiorentina bounce back, have to bounce back. Yeah. Monza's
Moneyline minus 120. Moneyline minus 120, absolute lock. Yes. Team total over 1.5, even money plus 100. Monza have given up two or more 11 times this season.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think
that's got to be the bet. That might be the money line of the weekend instead. Yeah, minus 120 right there.
After you.
If you moneyline parlay the top three, Atalanta, Inter, Napoli, it's plus 142. I have it in. It's
Okay. I dig it.
Yeah, that's where you could probably throw in Fiorentina if you love Fiorentina, probably get an even better number.
That'll bring it up big time.
Yeah. All right. So FA Cup. That's where we go next. Let's get those lines pulled up here.
Give me every single team on the spread. Underdog.
Big matchup.
So a lot of matches. So I'm not going to run down
United.
Yeah, I'm not going to run down the whole slate, obviously, because there's quite a few matches, a lot of squads that people have no interest in. So Scotty, Andrew, you guys follow the Premier League closer than Nick and I. What are you noticing here? Anything you like? Anything jumps out at you?
I think the two big matches, obviously, are Villa versus West Ham, Arsenal versus United. Villa versus West Ham would be a fun one because I feel like that's
West Ham just fired their coach, so. Well,
deserved.
Yeah,
take West Ham then on the new manager bounce. But
exactly.
Who's taking over? Like the academy coach or something?
Graham Potter decided he's done.
Harry Potter signed
he's
up.
Done cashing.
You're lying.
From Chelsea. Yeah.
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 No shit. When did this happen?
Today.
Well, today, yeah. There was a standoff because I think West Ham wanted to only give him a contract through the end of this season, which is fair. But
yeah,
I can also understand why you wouldn't sign on for that as a manager. So it sounds like they figured things out.
All
right. But yeah, I mean, this feels like a game where there's going to be a lot of goals. So I'd probably just take the over in this one. Over three is minus 110. Honestly, with the way that West Ham and Aston Villa both play defense, that feels fine with me.
This is a very bad time to say it as somebody who watches the Prem a lot. I hate this weekend of the FA Cup because the Premier League rosters have become so deep that you're not getting any fun cup sets. Like, we're not going to get the Lincoln run that we got a couple years ago. Like, these teams are just too deep that you might as well just stack a bunch of Premier League clubs to win money line or like over 2.5 goals in the Liverpool Accrington game and the Man City game and whatever, and try to build some like 6-leg parlay that you're barely going to get to +200, which is kind of a sucker bet. I don't know. The two games worth betting are Villa, West Ham, and maybe Arsenal, Manchester United. And I feel like that game couldn't come at a worse time. It's probably a good number to take Manchester United on, especially that the fact that they've played well in all the big games under Amorim. And Arsenal are super injured, so injured, but somehow don't start Gabriel Jesus and fuck up my parlay in the middle of the week.
He stinks.
He stinks, and you're gonna tell me that Kai Havertz is better.
There's somebody that I'm talking to right now that was gonna put Kai Havertz into a parlay until he was talked off of it. So,
It's me.
Who? Don't tell me that was Coach. The chest.
After my tweet the other day, Coach. Come on.
I think it would have hit Nick. I'm pretty sure he got two shots in that game. It didn't.
He has one that still hasn't landed yet, so he definitely has at least one.
He has one.
There's no doubt about that.
He's one of those every game, but, I don't know.
They need Vlahovic, what I'm hearing.
They need to figure out how to get. Well, it depends what balls are they playing with. Are they playing with the Carabao Cup balls? Or are they playing with the Premier League balls this weekend? Because I don't know if
you're so fucking weak, man.
All I'm saying is that I saw Jurgen Klopp get slaughtered by every Arsenal fan for complaining about kickoff time and wind and whether or not the grass was cut the wrong way. You guys should be embarrassed. Mikel Arteta out. Arsenal should get relegated. But I can't bet Man United. I can't.
Well, that's why I'm going to take the under in this one, because Arsenal can't score aside from set pieces, and I don't trust any of United's forwards to do anything about it. So
is it like? Tell me, it's like stupid, like 3.5.
Yeah, under 2.5 is -110.
Oh, okay.
I
thought the bookmakers went silly, but that's good.
No. Yeah, I think the under in Arsenal and United, the over in West Ham and Villa, and then I kind of like Wolves money line. They're on the road +140 at was it Bristol City? Wolves are one of those teams.
They've been playing well since the new manager. I'm still mad that I didn't get both teams to score in that game against Forest the other night.
Yes.
They had the XG to do it, if you're a believer in that.
No, they dominated the first 25 minutes of that game.
Yeah, and just they absolutely should have scored. And they should have Cunha back. He was suspended in that game against Forest. So I like that shout too. That's a decent one.
All right. Can I interest anybody in Peterborough United +1.5 against Everton?
That's what I was trying to lead with. Yeah. Why not?
Or do we think, honest question, I don't know the odds. I don't know that they're even available. Will Beto score in this game?
Will Beto play in this game?
He will definitely. He'll work hard if he plays. I don't know.
How do you not start this guy at home against Peterborough United?
I had a friend text me today being like, how did it end for Mourinho at Roma? Do you think he'd be a good fit for Everton?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I had this conversation with Buddy today. I vehemently disagree. I think Jose Mourinho is absolutely the wrong player. Wrong play for Everton. You need the next Scott McKenna that can like keep you up and also somewhat develop some of the youth. And you know Jose's not doing that. I think he'd be a disaster.
That's fair. It'd be funny. They cover the spread? Peterborough United. I kind of dig it.
I'll give one last shout. If you want to take a home dog, I like Leighton Orient at home versus Derby. Derby are just on a downward spiral. Leighton's been doing. They're one league below Derby, but they've been playing a lot better. I think that is one of those classic FA Cup games where the home team has a bit more bounce, and Derby's just kind of a dead dog. So +200 at home, I would take that.
Interesting. What about Stoke? Stoke plus half a goal against Sunderland.
I fucking hate Stoke. Stoke and Hull, I refuse to bet on, just out of principle.
Liverpool have a player on loan there who's okay, that they're for sure not going to end up playing. Like he's never going to play for the first team, and they're going to sell him for like $10 million. Let's see, that's all my Stoke information that I have right now.
Okay. Nick, sight unseen, can I interest you in Chiesa anytime goal scorer?
Do you think he plays?
What's the number?
That's what I'm saying. Well, that's going to say sight unseen because the number is atrocious. It's -125.
That about tracked. I would take him two shots on target. Every time he's come on for Liverpool, he's in the like three times. That's why I remember.
Shoot. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He
if you told me it was even money.
Oh, here we go. Andrew, I got one for you. Your boy Harvey Elliott plus 140 anytime goal scorer.
I will take that. Thank you. That now yeah. I have a reason to watch the game.
There you
I'll
go.
I'll do that.
Yeah, Harvey's starting. He has to start.
Yeah, he's 100% starting in this.
Yeah, I'm concerned that Arne Slot has lost faith in Jurgen Klopp's favorite boy, and that hurts my soul.
I dig it. I think also, I mean, I don't have any games necessarily circled. You could take an awful lot of over 2.5s if they're offered to you in this tournament, and like in this particular round. Like, pick whichever ones you want. I think there's goals.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it, is you just circle 3 or 4 games, parlay over 2.5 in all of them, and try to catch lightning in a bottle. I did that for like the first round of the Carabao Cup. I did over 1.5 in every single game that was played that day. It hit the first day, and the next 4 days that I kept doing it, it did not hit. So if you catch it once, remember that you caught it the one time and stop.
All right. Anything else we want to talk about before we wrap for the night?
Germany. Gotta do it.
I've Bundesliga plays.
All right. Coach Worldwide, where are you at?
I'm going to leave it to you. You have the plays. You said you had all right. play, so I'm going to let you take it away.
Drew, hit us.
I'll kick it off. 3 p.m., maybe the game of the weekend. Objectively, maybe the game of the weekend. Dortmund are taking on Leverkusen. Big game at Dortmund. Dortmund outside of the top four, I think, right now, but they are dominant at home this season. I think only one home loss in all competitions. Barcelona, because I was on Dortmund in that game. But Leverkusen are plus 140. They've won 77% of their last 22 games. I absolutely love the number at plus 140. Leverkusen team total over 1.5 is minus 108, and my possible play of the weekend, Florian Wirtz score or assist is plus 110. He's hit that in 7 of his last 10 games for Leverkusen, making a play to be the best player in Germany right now. One of my favorite players to watch it week in, week out. Please don't break my heart and go to Manchester City. I'm begging you. Additionally, Leverkusen right now are plus 750 to win the Bundesliga. They are 4 points behind Bayern. They have one loss in the league this season. It's that home loss to RB Leipzig. That game, if that was a college football loss, that loss would look like absolute dog shit right now with the way that RB Leipzig are playing. They drew Bayern earlier in the season. They still get to play them one more time. And we could go around the room and I could ask you, do you trust Vincent Kompany leading this Bayern team down the stretch here? Because I absolutely think they could bottle another league. I think it'd be very funny for Harry Kane not to win a trophy this season. But I don't think if Leverkusen win this game and that future price doesn't move because Bayern get a win, which they're going to get a win on Saturday. We'll talk about that in a second. I think I take that plus 750, because that is a really good number for a team that has all the pieces, lost nothing from last year, and I think has already added another young Argentinian to start working into the roster. I love watching Leverkusen. They're a lot of fun if you're not watching them. Nick, what do you got?
Yeah, dude. I like them here. I like them even though they're away from home. Minus 125. They have not lost in forever. I don't know. I don't remember the last time they lost a game. I think Dortmund has been good also, but not the same team. I think at this point they have to put their eggs into the Champions League basket to make sure that they progress to the next round. They've had some good results there, but Leverkusen, it's time for them to get hot. Minus 120 for them. Draw no bet is a really, really good number.
Nick, I know, Scott, what do you got?
Those are the only ones that, you know, I usually defer to coach in Germany, but if Nick has a couple plays, I'm willing to back him.
Yeah, that's the one. I like Frankfurt plus 105 at St. Pauli. St. Pauli fucking stink. RIP to my boy, your boy, not even my boy. I say that like I know him. I don't personally know him. You do. Ian Joy, love that guy. He's fucking awesome. Always been cool. Always used to do the NYCFC games. Always interacted with people. Dynamite dude. I know he was there. Team is not very good. I know they do just have a win, but they're newly promoted. They are potentially likely to go back down. Frankfurt's really, really good, even though they're winless in their last three. Plus 105 seems insanely disrespectful for them.
Yeah. Give me Mini Salah to score in that. Mamouche. I
think he's yes. St. Pauli 1-2-4 at home this season. Just the one win. Awful. 4 losses. Mamouche, I saw him plus 145. But better. Heavily linked to Manchester City. I'm concerned he's not going to play in that game. Ornstein's on it. I think they got him on a free or damn near close to that, and they're going to get a 60 to 70 million bid from City.
you may or may not see him play.
Aren't they? Aren't they like in the hunt for a European place? Like
they're in the they're in the top. They're in the top right now.
Why would they do that? Why would
they like lost
more money for qualifying for Champions League?
Yeah,
it's got to be at least 100 million at this point.
Yeah.
If I'm Frankfurt, you got to pay me 100 million for this to be worth it, because you're going to get more money out of Champions League and that exposure.
I don't know what the deal with his contract is, but Frankfurt have also shown that they're, I mean, similar to Atalanta, give me your poor, you're weak, and you're starving, and I'll turn them into, you know, multi-million dollar long-term investments. They did it with Pacheco. They did it with Kolo Muani. Like, they turn guys around. Team total over 1.5 at -104. St. Pauli, given that up 9 times, 3 times at home.
I mean, that's so good. I'm betting that right now on air. That's how good that bet is.
Oh, I wrote down the Nico Paz one, went right into the notes doc as soon as that one got said, because that was.
Those are the two I really, really liked. I think the other one, you mentioned Bayern Munich. They're playing Mönchengladbach, and Gladbach is really, really good against Bayern for some reason. I know they haven't been outstanding this year. They're a super underdog, but they score all the time. Both teams to score and no draw is -110. I think you see Bayern run off to like a 3-1, 4-1 potentially in this game, but Gladbach just needs to get on the score sheet, and I think they do that. So that would be my third play for Germany.
My last and final German play is a both teams to score parlay that you can sneak in both teams to score in Nick's game, because apparently the last five head-to-head matchups between Gladbach and Bayern, both teams scores hit. But +153, Freiburger taking it on Holstein Kiel, 11 of 17 Holstein Kiel games, both teams to score, 10 of 18 Freiburg games, and 5 straight for Freiburg. Leading into the break. And then Hoffenheim are taking on Wolfsburg. It's 12 of 18 for Wolfsburg and 14 of 23 for Hoffenheim this year, are both teams to score. So 9:30, both teams to score parlay in the Bundesliga, +153. I usually add a third leg to that. So if you, like I said, if you want Bayern, go for it.
I dig it.
So looks like we'll wrap there. Next week, we'll be back with Premier League coverage, and we'll actually have some more bets in England. This week is a funky one. But hopefully you enjoyed a lot of Serie A content. Andrew, we thank you for coming on. Tell everybody where they can find you.
You can follow me at my handle. I don't know what side of it is. It's wherever it is. You can follow me there. You can follow my podcast, the Plus Money Podcast, or at the Plus Money Pod. It's a once a week, quick 15-minute little discussion of bets. And then I usually close with a both teams score parlay. Nick's hopped on quite a few times. Yeah, we usually profile the big Premier League game of the weekend, but weird week this week with no big Premier League game to really highlight. So we're going to try to get an episode out early next week to get ahead of Liverpool at Nottingham Forest and the North London Derby, which I believe is at Arsenal. Can Tottenham's U23s do anything against Arsenal? Will there be a goal in that game? We're going to find out.
All right, so we thank you guys for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week.